It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Right side of the infield. Harper in on the turf. He's waiting. He's got it. And the Phillies, with their biggest comeback of the season, they rally from five runs down. Kyle Schwarber puts on a show. And the Phillies with a 10-9 win to start the road trip over the Jays.
What a victory last night by the Phillies. Yeah, Kyle Schwarber put on a show, a comeback victory. The magic number continues to dwindle. Welcome on in, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulio, 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to today. The Phillies, Nick Sirianni, the season about to begin. We got an injury as well for the Eagles we'll get to. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Got to turn my mic on. Listen, fellas, start using proper elevator etiquette.
Oh, boy.
You know, because I get on the elevator this morning, right? So, young lady gets on the elevator. Guy gets on before her, and they're going to the same floor. Instead of him pushing the button and asking her what floor she was going to, he asked her to push the button for him. I mean, that was kind of weird to me. And me and one of the coworkers, we were getting on together. And we just kind of looked at each other.
Can I ask a question? Because Sometimes if you're on the opposite side, it's kind of an awkward reach over the person. You know what I mean? If you're all the way directly on the other side and they're in front of the buttons, you might just say, can you press for it? Was she in front of the buttons?
Well, this is the weird part about it. So me and my coworker, we got on the elevator. And like we pushed the button to the floor that we were going to get on. He didn't push a button. She gets on the elevator.
Oh.
And then he asked her to push the button for him. And we kind of looked at each other. Like, because I don't know what floor you're going to.
Sure, of course not.
You know what I mean? So you waited to, instead of, you were just going to ride on the elevator with us until we got to where we were going. And then when the young lady got on, you said, excuse me, miss, could you push the button? And I was just like, wow, that was weird.
I thought we were going a different direction with the elevator etiquette.
What you thought we were doing?
Excuse me.
Oh, no, you thought we was farting.
Yeah.
On the elevator. No.
Well, people
just
know your history, especially on the
what
show.
What you mean, my history? I mean, what are you talking about?
Everyone knows what happened about a month ago.
No, I mean, that's a legend.
Oh, okay.
That's a legend.
Okay.
That's a legend.
Well, this is not a legend. This is fact. You know what happened last night? The Phillies fell down 6-1 and came back to win a baseball game.
Ooh, that thing looked like it was over.
Yeah, Tyler Phillips. Yeah, that very nice appearance last night. He got two outs, and then that was the end of the hens night. The Phillies fall down, but they come back. You know why, Hugh Douglas?
Because they're resilient.
They're resilient, and Kyle Schwarber had himself a night. Listen to this, by the way. So now in Major League Baseball history, in the history of Major League Baseball, there have been two games where a player had six or more runs batted in, was on base at least five times, four extra base hits, three home runs, a leadoff home run, and a home run in the ninth inning or later. That's been done twice in the history of Major League Baseball. Do you know when that's happened to you? It's happened twice in the last 30 days, both by Kyle Schwarber.
That is dope.
Nobody ever did this before. He's done it twice in 30 days. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. Kyle Schwarber basically single-handedly dragging the Phillies to a victory last night in Toronto.
We got music.
Oh, even a montage.
The 1-1 on the way, it's blasted. Deep right field, and that'll turn it around. Kyle Schwarber hits one over the Phillies bullpen. A leadoff home run is 12th of the year. Pitch swung on, hit deep. Right field on a line. Springer turns, and that one is gone. And Kyle Schwarber locked in again. Swinging a ground ball right side off the glove. Guerrero's got it, then falls down. Ball trickles away. Sosa coming around third. He's going to score. And Schwarber makes it a one-run ball game. Swung on, blasted. Oh. Deep right field. It's so long gone. And the Phillies lead it.
Chad Green en 1-2. El lanzamiento aquí viene. Línea para el right field. La bola se va. Se va. Se va. Campanazo.
That's awesome.
Schwarber ball.
And a high fly ball to deep right field. They've come all the way back. A three-run missile. Kyle Schwarber's third home run of the night.
What a night for Schwarber and the Phillies, who now lead it 10-8 here in the
ninth inning. Yeah, we did a montage this morning. What
yeah,
a night.
That was pretty dope.
Hugh, what a night it was for Schwarber. And look, I said it was almost single-handedly him. They came back as a team. The pitching settled down after Tyler Phillips, you know, was stunk it up to start the game. The bullpen did a good job last night. Hugh, they had some really good at-bats. Sosa, Cody Clemens, Schwarber himself. That was a heck of a win last night because that game looked over in the first inning.
Yeah, it did, man. I remember when they went up, the Toronto Blue Jays went up, it was like 6-0 or something
6-1.
Like that.
6-1.
And it was it just looked like it was over. But the Phillies kept fighting back, and they got back in the game. And that's what you need to see around this time of year. This is the thing that I was worried about when they were on that slide that they were on. Like, it feels like last year.
Yep.
The slide they were on. It just didn't feel like they were locked in. They feel locked in now.
Well, they do. I mean, they've really played. They've won a lot of baseball games the last couple weeks. And how about this one, Kyle Schwarber? So last night he got to now 31 home runs on the season. If you add up the last 3 years since he got here, including the postseason, he now has 135 home runs in a Phillies uniform in less than 3 full years. Remarkable power from Kyle Schwarber. That was the good last night. Really nice win by the Phillies. They get off to a good start on this road trip that we all think they should go, you know, 4-2 at the bare minimum against Toronto and Miami. But, Hugh, I do have a concern after last night, and it has nothing to do with Kyle Schwarber. It's not even about Tyler Phillips. Like, he's just up here to pitch a few games and get them through the season. Hugh, my concern is about Bryce Harper right now because he's hurt. I don't know how else we're supposed to view this. He's hurt. He admitted it last week to Todd Zielecki. He spoke about it over the weekend. And then last night, you know, he did have a couple hits, and it's not like he's playing terribly. The power has been zapped. We've seen that for about a month now. But that at-bat he had in the ninth inning, where he dropped the bat in pain, was alarming. Let's listen to how it sounded last night. Bryce Harper, strikeout in the ninth inning. Listen to how it sounded. If you saw it live, you probably were as alarmed as I am. Bryce Harper is banged up right now. And I think he needs some time off. Here was ninth inning last night.
Uh-oh. This is not good.
No.
With all the euphoria of the Phillies coming back, Castellanos has checked out because of the was been being checked out because of getting hit by the pitch in the hip, and now Harper on this swing.
Yeah, there's no question that there's some serious discomfort going on with that either wrist or elbow or some combination of the two.
There's no that Ruben Amar hit it there. There's no question this serious comfort going on. And there's a solution here for the Phillies that feels rather easy, and they need to just do it. Put him on the IL. Give him 10 days to rest here and get ready for the postseason. The Phillies have a 7-game lead with 24 to play. They don't need Bryce Harper to win the division anymore. They did this, right? They put themselves in great position to finish this thing. They can finish it off basically without him for the next 2 weeks. Hugh, I'm more concerned with October and giving him a little rest so that elbow or wrist or whatever it is feels good when the games really matter.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You're talking about a guy who admitted last week that he was in a little bit of pain. It seems like he's been in pain for a while. So just shut him down. Shut him down for a couple of weeks. I think it'd be the right time to do it. Because it was obvious last night that he is not in a good spot. I mean, he's still hitting. He's still hitting, but he's not hitting for power.
Yeah, and he's almost like half swinging. Like he's almost.
We need a healthy Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the way he's hit some of these balls the last few weeks. It's like he's serving it to left field, not really swinging full through. It's not the same Bryce. This actually, the comparison I'll make is, remember when Jalen Hurts got hurt during the Super Bowl year, hurt his shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
What, about 3 weeks to go in the season? The Eagles were very cautious with Jalen Hurts until the final game. They didn't play him against the Cowboys. They didn't play him next week against the Saints. They had a big lead in the division. They took advantage of that. And they made sure that Jalen Hurts was healthy for when the playoffs arrived. They gave him a lot of rest. Even the one game he came back for, last game of the season, he didn't do much. He didn't run much. He didn't take hits. The Phillies have to be smart about this. I want them to put Bryce Harper on the IL today. 215-592-9494. Let's hear Topper after the game last night. Topper on Bryce Harper and where he's at with this elbow situation.
Harper on that last swing.
Yeah, I just kind of tweaked his elbow.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's...
He said he's fine.
He says he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says he's fine, but he doesn't look fine. The Phillies have to take care of this, take care of it now. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. All right, we got a lot to do today. We'll get to your phone calls here on the Phillies. Should they put Bryce Harper on the injured list? I think they need to immediately and get this guy rested, take the decision out of his hand, put him on the shelf for a couple weeks, get him ready for October. The division is not in question anymore. We'll get to your phone calls on that. Your reaction to the big win last night, the Schwarber 3-home run game. And we got a lot of Eagles to get to as well. But Hugh, before we go any further, let's give the people an early start on this. So we have a $50 gift card to give away today to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. We're going to be there tomorrow for our show, Thursday, September 5th, live from 10 to 2. Great place, great atmosphere as the NFL season gets set to kick off. But Hugh, today we're going to play a little game we like to call Hugh's Clues.
All right, I know I've been getting a lot of heat the last couple of days for these clues that I give out, especially the first clue.
Yeah.
So I'm going to make this one a little bit easier for y'all. So y'all ready for this first clue?
I'm ready.
For what is it? For dinner for two?
It depends on what you eat. $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn and Marina.
Well, I can tell you right now, as good as that food is, that ain't dinner for two. That's just you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. If you had the appetizer and the drinks, it's a great gift.
But it's a nice little starter. Sure. It's a nice little starter. Okay, the first clue is this one. Y'all ready? This person has a mustache.
Oh, okay. All right, get your minds working. This person has a mustache. 215-592-9494.
The vitriol I'm about to get for this person.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I'm excited to see where people go with this. A mustache. 215-592-9494. Would you put Bryce Harper and I on the IL to get him ready for the postseason? Your guess is for Hugh's Clues. And we'll get to the Eagles on the other side as we turn the page officially to the upcoming season. I'm wondering where you stand on one Eagle in particular. That's next Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more...
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Heck of a win by the Phillies last night. You react to that. Schwarber, what a night. Three home runs, including the winner in the ninth inning. They come back from 6-1 down. But the other side of things is that at-bat by Bryce in the ninth. He's obviously hurt here, and I think they should put him on the IL immediately and get him ready for the postseason. This division is over. They've got it won. They don't need him to finish this thing. They need him to win the World Series in October. So the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the IL. We'll take all your phone calls to the Phillies. Of course, Hugh's Clues here for a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. But Hugh, we now are one day away from the start of the NFL season tomorrow night. We are 2 days away from the start of the Eagles season. And it's kind of one of those times where it's time to turn the page, right? Like, fresh slate, clean slate
clean
for
slate
everyone.
For everybody.
Well, we...
Everybody.
Everybody? Everybody?
Everybody.
Even the head coach?
Yes.
All right, so here's where it's on my mind today. Nick Sirianni comes into the season, obviously with a lot of pressure on him. I'm not even sure if a playoff appearance will keep Nick Sirianni's job. I think he needs to win multiple playoff games to keep his job and to be the head coach of this football team next year. We know what the offseason was. We know what happened with Kellen Moore coming in and take the offense and Vic Fangio the defense. But what happened at the end last year happened, right? We cannot
not talk about it.
Well, you can't not think about it, at least. But you can give him a clean slate, and we think the Eagles are. I mean, the franchise obviously did. They gave him a chance to come back and be the head coach here in 2024. Are you giving him a clean slate, though? Are you willing to give Nick Sirianni a clean slate? And here's what I mean by that. Anytime something bad happens, you can't come back to last year right away. Hugh Douglas, on this Wednesday before the start of the NFL season, are you giving Sirianni a completely clean slate?
First of all, yes. But and second of all, Joe, you can't be telling me how to fan now.
Well, no.
Now,
man, a clean slate means, let me tell you what a clean slate means. It means that at the first sign of adversity, you don't go back to the toilet seat like you always bring that thing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, you do.
No.
Listen.
A clean slate means past is the past.
I'm all inclusive, and women do it all the time. They go back to stuff when they say they're going to let it go. They go back to it all the time, and they bring up the toilet seat.
It sounds like you're not really getting him a clean slate.
I know I'm going to give him a clean slate until something happens.
No, it all depends.
Like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if we go to Brazil and we lay a big old stinky turd, oh, it's on Monday.
See, this is not a clean
it's
slate.
It's on. This is on Sunday.
You're unbelievable.
This is not a clean slate.
It's on Saturday. No, it is. If it's a big old stinky turd, you can't tell me how to fan.
No, you.
How dare you? How dare you guys?
No, you can fan any way you want, but then it's not a clean slate.
It is a clean slate. Until
it's not. Here you go. Now you're going to argue the semantics of what a clean slate means.
No, this is what we do at this time slot.
A clean slate is a clean slate.
No.
That's what you do.
No, listen. Listen, this is what I'm saying. If they go to Brazil and lay a big old stinky turd, oh, yeah, we bringing all that old stuff back up. We bringing up the toilet seat.
No,
we bringing up staying out past midnight.
Let me be
that other good stuff.
Let me be the one that actually understands clean slates around here, okay? I'm not giving him a clean slate. It's on my mind. I will forgive Nick Sirianni for last year. I'm not going to forget, though. I'm not. I can't. It's impossible for you to put away what happened last year with Sirianni. I also had my issues with him the year before, even though they were in the Super Bowl, the way he coached the Super Bowl game. So, no, I'm not there on a full clean slate. All right, Hugh's got like a half a clean slate going. I'm not giving him a clean slate. Kyle, I feel like you're going to be the one today. You're the most pro-Sirianni one here. Are you giving him a full clean slate with no references to the past?
Yes, allow me to not totally waffle on the meaning of clean slate and
oh, I'm
everything.
Waffling now.
You are. I mean, you're already setting up your criticism.
I just don't like the way y'all trying to tell me how to fan. I don't like that.
Well,
I don't like that.
You're not giving a clean slate.
I've been on this for a while now, this entire offseason. Forget about last season. Forget about it. Like, I think we've gone so overboard with how it ended that we have gotten to the point where we are underrating Nick Sirianni. I've made this point before. I'll say it again. Sirianni, to me, is closer to a Harbaugh than he is to Jason Garrett, who heard people comparing him to.
Oh, boy.
And here's the thing about week one. If they do lay a big old stinky turd, as Hugh's saying here, I think we need to give this team a little bit of time to sort of come into their own. They have two new coordinators.
A little grace,
yeah.
You.
Like, we can't just immediately jump ship and start talking about bringing up the transgressions of last season, which, by the way, I don't even fully put on Nick Sirianni's shoulders. I've said this before. I think at a certain point, there was really nothing that Nick Sirianni could have done, and he did try to do stuff. He fired the defensive coordinator. He tried to make a change on the defense. He wasn't stubborn. He wasn't stuck in his ways. It just didn't work. So I think we just need to put last year in the past. It's a new season, and we need to sort of give this team a little bit of grace and see what the product is at the end of the season before we all start jumping down Sirianni's throat again. Wipe the slate clean.
Now, that's a clean slate right there. What Hugh's doing is like a half a clean slate.
It's not. It's
you set up the criticism before it even happened.
No, listen. It's hard. Like, I get where it might be hard for some people to fathom, but like I said, if they lose this game in Brazil – in some of the same ways that reared its ugly head last year, that's going to be a problem.
And that's why I'm not giving them a clean slate. I'm not forgetting what happened last year.
No, if when I say that, I mean, like, if we see some uncharacteristic attitudes on the sideline, well, characteristic, I guess you could say, in this situation, then that's a problem. If we see an inept offense, that's a problem. If I see the Keystone Cops out there trying to play defense,
it's a problem.
That's a problem. I don't think any of that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Let me say that first, or third, or fourth, or whatever I did, because I didn't lead with that. I probably should have led with that first, but I didn't. But if I see some of that, then yeah, all of that's up for grabs. Well,
So I feel like some of us are talking out of both sides of our mouth. We've been doing it a lot for the offseason. If this offense goes out and doesn't look great, aren't we? Like, we're all aware that Nick Sirianni supposedly has no say in what happens with the offense here. Let's all blame Kellen Moore if the offense doesn't look very good.
I think that's fair.
Why are we going to come down on Nick Sirianni? Just because we want to?
If they're sloppy, if in-game stuff is bad, if substitutions are off, if they have bad fourth down decisions. This is the stuff he affects on Sundays. If they come out flat, he's the head coach. Like, these are the things that are on him. And Look, I am trying to get as optimistic as possible Friday in this season, and I think there's a chance the Eagles are going to be really good. Like, they have a ton of talent. But I'm not wiping the slate clean. This is part of his resume. Kyle's wiping it clean. Hugh's got the halfway clean on there, but you could see the writing is still on the wall. He's ready to rip Sirianni at moment's notice here. 215-592-9494. All right, Brian Baldinger recently on WIP. Here is what he had to say, and he sounds like a believer in Nick Sirianni.
Are you as big a believer in Nick Sirianni as you are in Jalen Hurts?
I am. And here's why. I mean, first of all, there's no other team in this league that has started 8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years. Now, you could debate all you want down the stretch. There's nobody that's come close to starting off the way the Eagles are starting. You could say it's a schedule. That's fine.
You could say it's Howie Roseman picking the guys who were that good.
Howie's been amazing.
Yeah.
8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years to start the seasons. He's getting the team ready to play. I mean, you can argue a bunch of things and all the things that were written this all season about the relationship and that. The guy went out and fixed the coaching staff. They weren't being developed on a defensive line. He went out and got two better coordinators than they ever had last year. And so, I mean, I think he's helped do.
And that was Nick.
Well, I think he had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the fast starts here the last couple of years are really impressive, right? Last year they started off, and I'm not sure if it was quite 8-0. They lost the game against the Jets in October, but they started off well, right? And then the year before that, they didn't lose a game until November. I mean, the fast starts have been a staple the last couple of years under Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494. And we also heard this yesterday, and I think this is important, Hugh. It's not just what we think of Sirianni. It's not just what someone like Brian Baldinger around the game thinks of Sirianni. What do they think of him in that locker room? Because that's really where you're going to see how they play for him. Let's hear from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson yesterday on the locker room how they feel about Nick.
We all feed off of Coach Nick. We all backing Coach Nick. We already understand. He set the standard. We go out there and we live through him. Like I said, it's coach fed, player led. I think the biggest thing for us this year is understanding who we are and chime out the outside noise. We know what we're capable of. We know we're one of the best teams, roster put together in the league. We got to go out there and prove it. X's and O's ain't gonna win the game. It's all about going out there physically battling and doing what we need to do for 4 quarters. Us going out there and winning a football game is showing y'all that Coach Nick is doing everything he need to do for this team. Going out there and just competing at a high level and like I said, scoring football on offense, stopping guys on defense, that's what Coach Nick's preaching. That's what we're gonna do. So we're always behind our play. Our talk don't mean nothing.
That was interesting, Hugh. We're always behind him with our play. Our talk don't mean anything.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man. I mean, listen, we can sit here and we could talk about it being fixed and all this other stuff, but the bottom line is this. If they go out there and they look inept like they did last year, that's a problem.
Of course it is.
You know, and I don't, like, again, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to go out there and they're going to be competitive. But if there's some remnants of some things that happened last year, like Coach Sirianni acting a fool on the sideline, that might be a little bit of a problem.
The players losing their composure,
yeah,
which they
stuff
did.
Stuff like that. That might be a problem. I don't want to see any of that, Joe. And, well, and that's why I said that if that happens, then, you know, your ghost of the past reared an ugly head.
I figured it out. So Kyle is wiping the slate completely clean. I'm not. I'm not forgetting what happened last year. You know what you're doing?
What I'm doing.
You're wiping the slate clean for now.
No,
but
think about it like this. And this is how I look at it, because media members do this all the time. Say, for instance, something happens with an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's been 10 years since said individual has gotten into any altercations or whatever. When something happens, all of that stuff that say if the individual goes out and he bumps into somebody, it becomes a big story. All of that stuff that individual has done in the past always comes up.
Clean slate for now.
Yeah.
For now.
But that's just how it is. That's how we do. You know, like, well, you know, he got in trouble 10 years ago and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's only fair.
215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Bryce, should they IL him? Should the Phillies put him on the IL? Are you giving Sirianni a clean slate? And your guess is here for Hughes Clues. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Good morning, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Schwarber was out here putting up video game numbers last night. That was amazing.
Unbelievable. He's done something now that was never done before. He's done it twice in a month. It's crazy.
I know. So at first I said yes about Harper on the IL. Then I said no to Kyle because I was like, wait a minute. He's still hitting .280. He's still got the highest OPS on the team. He's still getting his hits. But then I started thinking, I didn't realize how bad he was hurting last night in that last at bat until I heard you're off. So I heard the cut. Even though I was watching the game, I just had the volume down or something. But, you know, right now it probably would be a good idea because they're going to need him. They're going to need his power come end of September going into October. And it looks like to me that he's got an elbow or a wrist problem that's causing him to not be able to lift the ball. Even though he's still getting his hits, he has no power. So maybe it would be a good idea to put him on the IL because you can't just sit him for a day or two. That's
right.
And
Jeff
really isn't going to heal anything.
Totally. Jeff, the way I look at it is, like, they don't need him the next two or three weeks to win the division. They need him to win the World Series. Like, it's very hard for me to imagine they can win the World Series if he doesn't hit home runs in October. Like, they need that power to come back, and I think the IL could help with that.
Yeah, and then they got a good seven-game cushion in the division, and they're like a game and a half behind the Dodgers, but they're still a game and a half ahead of the Brewers, I believe. So they can still make up that ground against the Dodgers, but they've got to stay ahead of the Brewers.
Jeff, the Brewers thing, so they play them 2 weeks from right now, and if you IL him today, he could be back for that Brewers series. Like, the break could be against the Marlins and against the Mets and the Toronto, like, whatever. You could get him back for that Brewers series, which is a big one.
And Hugh, you're hedging your bet on Sirianni.
I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge. Call
am,
him out.
Jeff, I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge.
If you're saying you're going to wait and see what happens after Friday night, then you're hedging your bet.
It's but not. Okay. That is not a
it's
hedge in the bet.
Oh, it's such a
that
hedge.
Is, Jeff, that is not. And I resent that. I resent that.
Here's what I say. I'm giving him a clean slate mainly because all I need him to do is check in on the meetings. I need Big Dom to keep him in check on the sideline, and we got two good coordinators. And last year was not all about Nick. It was all about the coordinators they had and how they failed. And I think it was above Nick's head on how they, you know, when they got rid of what's his name?
Oh, Desai, Sean Desai.
Yeah, when they made the switch, and there was just nothing they could do with the offensive coordinator. He was just bad, and I'm willing to give him a clean slate, and I just want them to just keep Nick on the sideline and do the normal decisions that a head coach makes in-game, have a game plan basically made up by the offensive coordinator with Nick's input a little bit, and I'm good.
Yeah, be a motivator. Don't screw it up on Sunday. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I just want to push back on one thing about him not being able to do anything last year. Kyle mentioned this. Jeff just mentioned it. Yes, like once they started to fall apart, it was pretty much like they were dead meat. But we played the audio last year. Early last season, Nick Sirianni had, and I'm paraphrasing now, but he told Jeff McClain they weren't going to add much to the offense. Remember, they were going to run the same offense as they ran the year before? That was a mistake. But Sirianni made a tactical error when last season started. They could just roll the same offense back out, and it would work, and the league caught up. Now, they've taken the offense away from him, and now it's probably going to be a lot different offensively, which is great this year. But, like, his error last year was before the season started. He didn't adjust enough. He didn't expect the league to adjust, and it caught up to him. 215-592-9494. All right, Sirianni, clean slate. Hugh is hedging. I mean, that's what that
that's
is.
That's not a hedge.
But you're ready to criticize him.
No, I'm not. I'm not ready to criticize. What I'm saying is this. Is that if there are certain things, like say for instance, in a relationship, because I like to use relationships as analogy.
I thought you'd like this one. Yeah.
If my significant other is telling me, Hugh, you're leaving the toilet seat up, all right, and if I agree not to do that, but 3 days into me saying that I'm not going to do it, 2 days later, I'm still leaving the toilet seat up, I might not say nothing initially, or she might not say nothing initially. But after a while, she's going to get tired of that and be like, yo, I thought we discussed this.
So that's fine, but she can't bring up the toilet seat left up last year. That's clean slate. Yeah. It's over.
But it's a pattern. And if you're following that pattern, I can say you ain't changed not nan bit.
See,
I can say that.
That's why I'm not giving
not,
the clean
not
slate.
Nan
I
bit.
Don't forgive and forget this
not
season.
Not nan bit.
Kyle
you ain't
forgives
changed.
And forgets so and just moves on.
The clean slate to me, to use your analogy here, was like if I got yelled at for leaving the toilet seat up and I stopped doing that, but then all of a sudden she's like, you gotta stop chewing your food so loudly,
and
like with
you
your
left
mouth
the
open.
Toilet seat
and up. By the way, last year you left the toilet seat off, and then
oh, see,
it all piles
okay.
up on
I get what you're saying.
Can't
yeah,
do
I mean, I mean, but that's just a frame of reference. Like for me to use that,
like
that's
just like your analogy.
No, I'm just gonna be like that's just like I'm not actually bringing up the past. I'm just using the past as a frame of reference.
See, you're not forgetting. You're not wiping the slate clean.
This is me getting in touch with my feminine side because a lot of times during arguments when I lose them. It's always not like it's not her bringing up the past. It's just a frame of reference.
10:34 on a Wednesday, week one. Hugh gets in touch with his feminine side. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Dillio, what's the Dillio?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Chuck.
Hey, listen, man, I got one better for you. I need Bryce Harper to be smart in this situation. I need him to go to the Phillies organization and say, I can't go. I need to go on the IR. And I say that to say because he needs to understand the bigger picture, and that's winning a championship. We can't win a championship with Bryce not being healthy. We can't do it. You know, he's going to hit the baseball. He's shown that. But I need his power in October. You know what I mean? I need Batum at the bank in October. There's no Batum at the bank without power. So, yeah, I need Bryce to be like, you know what? I need to sit this one out. I mean, look, the chances are we're not going to get the number one seed anywhere in the NL, okay? And the difference between the number one seed in the NL, number two seed in the NL, to me, is not that much of a difference. I mean, you know, they might get the number two. If they slide to the three, that's fine, too, because this is a veteran ball club. They know how to win in the playoffs. I'd rather go into the playoffs with a healthy, fully healthy Bryce Harper than to go into the playoffs with that number one seed or that number two
Chuck,
seed.
Chuck, I agree. And the thing about the difference between the one and the two, there's a chance the Dodgers get picked off early anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Yeah. Like, the Phillies could still have home field throughout if the Dodgers get picked off.
Exactly. And if they make it to the World Series, they're not going to have the number one. They're not going to have the home field anyway. I mean, chances are. So, I mean, you know, why not just start it early? I just want Bryce to be healthy going into the playoffs. That's all. That's all I'm asking. And Bryce, if you're listening, please go to the Phillies and say, you know, I have nothing to prove. We already played, you know, a full season. We got the division locked up. If we finish at the third seed, so be it. But as far as Nick Sirianni go, listen, Joe, I was with you at first, you know, or with I think it was Cal at first.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I would give him a clean slate, but come to think of it, Nick might be the first head coach who get fired after winning the championship. You know, if Kellen Moore, if this offense is humming, I'm talking about from Friday on out, and this team looks good on offense, and they make it to Super Bowl and win a championship, I don't want to let Kellen Moore go. I'm sorry, it's gonna be a question.
Oh, Chuck, if they have a big year offensively and Kellen Moore's getting interviews and we don't want to lose him, people have their head in the sand if they think it's not a question. It would be a major difficult decision for the Eagles. And Chuck, if it happens that way and Jalen plays like an MVP, I'd rather keep Kellen Moore.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but I mean, you know, like I said, it's going to be a question that's going to be had if this team is humming all year long and they get to the playoffs
and go and win a Super Bowl with Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. I don't want to let him go. But that's me. I'm not – see, Nick Sirianni, me, don't make or break the Eagles. I mean, he doesn't do nothing for me. I mean, but if he starts off 7-1, 8-1, his track record, you can't go against it. I mean, the guy, you know, he's doing something in the locker room. I don't see it. He's doing something to get these teams to jump out, you know, the fast.
Well, it's been 2 good years with that. It has. All right, Chuck, give us a guess. Hughes Clues here. This person has a mustache. Who is it?
Hey, Hugh, you got to start giving us more stuff, man. This person has a – I'm going to say Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, I like that.
Wait a minute. That's a good guess.
Yeah, it's a good guess. That's not it,
that's
but it's a good guess.
Though.
Is that
I mean,
our
that's, a good, that's a good clue.
That's our first Sergeant Slaughter for Hughes Clues, I believe.
Sergeant Slaughter did. Like, he was one of my favorite, like, G.I. Joe members. But you know what the messed up part about Sergeant Slaughter was? And I know I'm dating myself. Like, the actual Sergeant Slaughter and the G.I. Joe character didn't look nothing alike.
The
Sergeant Slaughter, the real Sergeant Slaughter,
the wrestling guy,
he ain't know where the gym was. He never go to the gym ever in life. He used to eat, he was a cheeseburger and pizza eating individual. Yeah. I love him to death though, but the G.I. Joe version of Sergeant Slaughter, when he was fighting, y'all remember the G.I. Joe cartoon
course,
when he fought the Nemesis and Force and whatever? He was yoked. He was jacked.
Yeah, he was more of the in
but
shape.
The other, yeah, the other Sergeant. One, like he looked like he was about to give birth.
Can I be angry with you for a second?
Yeah, me?
Did you just know with Joe? Did you just agree with Chuck that you would fire Nick Sirianni if they won the Super Bowl on the back of the offense?
No, I said it would be a discussion.
It would be an asinine discussion. Yes, it would.
If
you would fire a head coach.
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP.
Stop it. No.
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP and then other teams want to poach him, Hurts has talked about how he doesn't like to change offensive coordinators.
Hey, who cares? Jalen's going to have to suck it up. What has Kellen Moore shown about being a head coach? Nick Sirianni would have shown going to a Super Bowl and
the
then winning a Super Bowl with
matter.
Two different coordinators. Yes, he does.
No, but everyone tells me it doesn't
matter. Well, they're wrong.
Hold on.
What are they talking about?
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP, what are the common denominators? Not Sirianni. The play caller of Steichen and the play caller of Moore.
No, okay. No,
those are the things.
Let me throw common denominators at you. What's the common denominator between going to a Super Bowl and then winning one with two different coordinators? The common denominator there is Nick Sirianni.
But the other
and times you're fire the coach?
When Nick called the plays,
guy that,
or
we have no
Brian
idea
Johnson,
can coach?
They sucked. I think Chuck's right. Now,
no,
he may have been strong that they would actually do it. It would be a discussion.
We're gonna put more on Kellen Moore's plate. We have no idea that he can handle it when Nick Sirianni has proven that he can.
592-9494. I don't think Chuck's crazy on this one. He might be crazy on other things. That's fine.
Yes.
Be angry. 215.
Football season is official. This is the last night of no football, baby.
I know. It's amazing.
I got to get my fantasy team right.
Yeah, we got a big draft tonight. All right, your phone call is coming up after the break right here. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies put Bryce Harper in the IL? I say yes today. And Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate clean? Are you willing to wipe the slate fully clean for Sirianni as we enter 2024? Hugh kind of is. I am not. I'm not forgiving and forgetting. Kyle's pretending that last year didn't happen. Where do you come down? Plus your guests for Hugh's Clues. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey!
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Can we get Bryce Harper to come out of the lineup tonight and be on the IL, get that elbow rested up for October? That last swing last night was a great night for the Phillies. You can react to the win, the three home runs for Kyle Schwarber, but I'm focused on the Harper angle because they need to sit him down. I'm sure he doesn't want. I bet Bryce wants to be out there for the clinch. He hasn't won a division as a Philly. That's a big celebration. That's wonderful. He can run out of the dugout with his arm wrapped up, but he's not playing in the game because he should be on the injured list for the next 10 days to get this elbow healed up. And, of course, the Eagles here. Are you willing to give Nick Sirianni a clean slate? I am not. I don't forgive and forget that easy. It was just last season. I got to see him prove that he could be a great coach in the NFL. He was willing to give him a clean slate until Friday, and Kyle's wiping the slate.
Friday.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, if it goes bad Friday, then yeah, I'm going to bring up all that old stuff.
That's not really a clean slate. It's a half slate. All right. 215-592-9494. And of course, your guest is here for Hughes Clue Shoop in Minersville. Hey, Shoop.
You and Joe, how are we doing today, Joe?
What's going on,
good,
man?
Shoop. What's up, pal?
Hey, so I've been very reluctant to use the B word when referring to the Philadelphia Phillies over the past couple weeks. But I'm going to go ahead and say that not just the Phillies are back, but the Fightins are back after what we saw last night. I mean, and you can call it BS on me or whatever, but when they went down 6-1, there was just a part in me that was like, you know what, this isn't over. Like, this is only the first inning. I feel like lately they've turned it around to the point where they can get this thing back on track. And of course, you know, Kyle Schwarber went Superman, and you know, whether or not the team wanted to, drag the team kicking and screaming to the end, and you obviously got the win.
So I believe you. I'm not going to call BS. Well, I wasn't quite there at 6-1, but when they got it to 6-3, I was like, yeah, there's still a lot of game to go here. And they were able to come back. And you said the Fightins and the B word. I'll use a capital B on it because the at-bats they had last night, Shoop, it wasn't just like, yeah, I mean, obviously Schwarber was the main reason, but they had great at-bats. Clemens had a great at-bat. Like the Sosa and Clemens at-bat late in the game to add a couple runs to get it to the point where they were one hit away, they weren't doing that a month ago.
Yeah, no, and that's what matters the most. When they're getting hits from, I mean, obviously you want your top three, top four to be, you know, to perform well, but when you're getting hits from the bottom of the lineup like that, especially when the guys at the top are slumping, at least some of them, that's going to be a difference maker when it comes time for October and for playoff baseball.
Shoop, what are you thinking on Bryce? IL?
Definitely, yeah. You know, the past couple years, he has single-handedly won games for us. And if he goes into October and he ain't healthy, that's not happening. You know, we're not going to have that this year. We're not, you know, coming down or, you know, coming back big against the Braves or whatever. We're not, you know, hitting giant home run in the eighth inning to put us, you know, that's not happening if you don't have Bryce Harper. We need him for October. He's a difference maker. He is clutch in October. And if he's not healthy, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, they need the power. And he just hasn't had it since the beginning of August. All right, Shoop, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. Someone has a mustache. Who is it?
Terrible clue by Hugh, as usual. So I'm just going to go with someone that I think has a amazing mustache, and that's Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is a great guess. Not it, but it's a great guess.
Y'all going to quit attacking me about my clues.
Well, this is not that bad of a clue.
It's
I mean, if you're smart enough, you would know that this cuts down the amount of people by half.
Well, you're taking women out.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And then you're thinking of people with mustaches. Like, that's a solid clue.
I think it's just become trendy to say Hughes clues are bad. But I actually think Hughes working hard on these clues.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah, very
he's
hard.
He's grinding. We could see him, like, straining.
But it's a funny bit that everyone just says, tell Hugh his clues stink. I actually think it's pretty funny. So our last caller there, Shoop, mentioned Bryce and the power they're going to need from him in the month of October. So if you just look at his batting average, let's just say, Hugh, since August 10th, you wouldn't know Bryce Harper's hurt by his batting average. He's hitting 300. But yeah, if you watch those hits, it's a lot of flares to left field, singles.
He's still making contact. He's just not driving the ball out of the park.
He has now gone 91 plate appearances without a home run. His last home run was in Arizona on August 10th. That's a long August 9th, excuse me. So since August 10th, he hasn't hit a home run in 91 plate appearances. It tells me something's wrong, and I think we could all see it with our eyes. Something's wrong here. Drew in Phoenix fills up. Hey, Drew.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? Hugh, what's up,
what's
baby?
What's up, man?
Morning, Drew. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Good morning. First off, I have an alternative theory. Did you hear something about the Devin White? He's not going to make the trip.
Yes, we're going to discuss it coming up in a few
minutes.
But
crazy.
But we did see the news here right as we hopped on the air. If anyone out there missed it, Devin White, ankle issue, not going to make the trip to Brazil with the Eagles today.
Just something to think about. You know, an ankle is not going to prevent you from getting on a plane. Maybe they had issues with his passport or something. I mean, for everything to go perfect for 53 people, not everything always goes perfectly when you're talking about these kinds of things.
So I'm not sure it's a passport, but I think there's something more going on here, Drew. I mean, I do like the idea of a conspiracy theory on what the heck happened with their highest paid linebacker. Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder, though. They did give him a whole lot of bread for him not to make the trip.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the last of them. But anyway, I want to get the huge clues. Not the huge clues, but your analogy earlier.
What are you thinking?
All right. Clean slate. All right. Don't you give your significant other a clean slate after every time you don't put the toilet seat back down and she complains?
No. See, she complains about me. So right. she has to give me the clean slate. How many times are you married, Drew? Like before we get into this?
No, sir.
Oh, because I was about to say, if you were married, then you know that when it comes to the toilet seat, there's no such thing as a clean slate.
Do you think I've never heard this before?
My bag, I didn't know.
You don't have to be married to have this happen.
You know what I mean? I didn't assume. So, I wasn't assuming.
So what I'm saying is maybe on the other hand, You should get the clean slate because you should ask, why don't you put the toilet seat back up when you're down?
Try that one.
Since I made the mistake of thinking that you didn't know, you've never been through this situation, then I know that you know that dog does not hunt.
Oh, it hunts.
Yeah, oh, okay. Hunts. And you know what,
no,
Drew?
Because listen.
Well, how does that hunt?
Hugh, listen, this is how it hunts. Because we have to bend down, put it up, do our business, and then put it back down. All they have to do is look at the toilet seat when they walk in and see that it's up.
You know what, Drew?
And flick a finger.
Drew's trying to change the world. Drew, let me.
I agree with Drew.
You know what the common denominator between me and you is? We both don't have a date. We both don't have girlfriends. Doesn't that tell you anything?
Because you're talking about
the toilet seat like it's like that's not gonna hunt, Drew. That ain't flying.
But I'm saying your analogy isn't flying because look, all right. So before the last 2 months, what has the Phillies been doing?
The last two months they've been playing well.
Well, no, the two months they did.
Oh, before they were playing back.
Well.
Okay.
They started out very well, and then they kind of looked like they were taking the foot off the gas.
Right.
And then people started saying, Thompson's making bad decisions, Stott ain't hitting, Boom is going through a slump, so on and such forth. You gave them a pass because now what? They're playing like they used to play. So that's a clean slate.
Well, that is a clean slate. Drew, we appreciate the phone call. Now, Sirianni, does he get one? That's the question for everyone out there. 215-592-9494. I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not pretending I'm going to forget what happened last year when he looked in over his head down the stretch of the season. It's on my mind. Hughes giving him a clean slate till Friday. Kyle, a full clean slate. Where are you? And, of course, Bryce Harper and the Phillies. Would you put Bryce on the IL? When we get back, we'll get to the big Eagles news that hit this morning. Our last caller just hit it. I think there's a lot more to this story than just an ankle injury. Devin White not going with the Eagles to Brazil, which means that Kobe Dean starts. We'll discuss it all next. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Heck of a win by the Phillies last night. You reacted to that. Schwarber, what a night. Three home runs, including the winner in the ninth inning. They come back from 6-1 down. But the other side of things is that at-bat by Bryce in the ninth. He's obviously hurt here, and I think they should put him on the IL immediately and get him ready for the postseason. This division is over. They've got it won. They don't need him to finish this thing. They need him to win the World Series in October. So the Phillies put Bryce Harper on the IL. We'll take all your phone calls to the Phillies. Bills. Of course, Hugh's clues here for a $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina. But Hugh, we now are one day away from the start of the NFL season tomorrow night. We are 2 days away from the start of the Eagles season. And it's kind of one of those times where it's time to turn the page, right? Like, fresh slate, clean slate
clean
for
slate.
Everyone.
For everybody.
Well, we...
Everybody.
Everybody? Everybody? Even the head coach?
Yes.
All right, so here's where it's on my mind today. Nick Sirianni comes into the season, obviously with a lot of pressure on him. I'm not even sure if a playoff appearance will keep Nick Sirianni's job. I think he needs to win multiple playoff games to keep his job and to be the head coach of this football team next year. We know what the offseason was. We know what happened with Kellen Moore coming in to take the offense and Vic Fangio the defense. But what happened at the end last year happened, right? We cannot
not talk about it.
Well, you can't not think about it, at least. But you can give him a clean slate, and we think the Eagles are. I mean, the franchise obviously did. They gave him a chance to come back and be the head coach here in 2024. Are you giving him a clean slate, though? Are you willing to give Nick Sirianni a clean slate? And here's what I mean by that. Anytime something bad happens, you can't come back to last year right away. Hugh Douglas, on this Wednesday before the start of the NFL season, are you giving Sirianni a completely clean slate?
First of all, yes. But and second of all, Joe, you can't be telling me how to fan now.
Well, no. A clean slate means, let me tell you what a clean slate means. It means that at the first sign of adversity, you don't go back to the toilet seat like you always bring that thing
up. Yeah, no, you do.
No.
Listen.
A clean slate means past is the past.
I'm all inclusive. And women do it all the time. They go back to stuff when they say they're going to let it go. They go back to it all the time, and they bring up the toilet seat.
It sounds
seat.
Like you're not really getting him a clean slate.
I know I'm going to give him a clean slate until something happens.
No, it all depends.
Like, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Now, if we go to Brazil and we lay a big old stinky turd, oh, it's on Monday.
Oh, see, this is not a clean
it's
slate.
On.
This is
it's
a,
on Sunday.
This unbelievable.
Is, this is not a clean
it's
slate.
On, it's on Saturday. No, it is. If it's a big old stinky turd, you can't tell me how to fan.
No,
how dare you? How dare you guys?
No, you can fan any way you want, but then it's not a clean slate.
It is a clean slate. Until
it's not. No. Here you go. Now you're going to argue the semantics of what a clean slate means.
No, this is what we do at this time slot.
A clean slate is a clean slate.
That is a clean slate. No.
That's what you do.
No, listen. Listen, this is what I'm saying. If they go to Brazil and lay a big old stinky turd, oh, yeah, we bringing all that old stuff back up. We bringing up the toilet seat. We bringing up you staying out past midnight.
Let me be
all that other good stuff.
Let me be the one that actually understands clean slates around here, okay? I'm not giving him a clean slate. It's on my mind. I will forgive Nick Sirianni for last year. I'm not going to forget, though. I can't. It's impossible for you to put away what happened last year with Sirianni. I also had my issues with him the year before, even though they were in the Super Bowl, the way he coached the Super Bowl game. So, no, I'm not there on a full clean slate. All right, Hugh's got like a half a clean slate going. I'm not giving him a clean slate. Kyle, I feel like you're going to be the one today. You're the most pro-Sirianni one here. Are you giving him a full clean slate with no references to the past?
Just allow me to not totally waffle on the meaning of clean slate and
I'm
everything.
Waffling now.
You're already setting up your criticism.
I just don't like the way y'all trying to tell me how to fan. I don't like that.
Well, you're not giving a clean slate.
I've been on this for a while now, this entire offseason. Forget about last season. Forget about it. Like, I think we've gone so overboard with how it ended that we have gotten to the point where we are underrating Nick Sirianni. I've made this point before. I'll say it again. Sirianni, to me, is closer to a Harbaugh than he is to Jason Garrett, who I've heard people comparing him to.
Oh, boy.
And here's the thing about week one. If they do lay a big old stinky turd, as Hugh's saying here, I think we need to give this team a little bit of time to sort of come into their own. They
See,
have two new
grace.
Coordinators.
A little grace,
yeah.
You.
Like, we can't just immediately jump ship and start talking about bringing up the transgressions of last season, which, by the way, I don't even fully put on Nick Sirianni's shoulders. I've said this before. I think at a certain point, there was really nothing that Nick Sirianni could have done, and he did try to do stuff. He fired the defensive coordinator. He tried to make a change on the defense. He wasn't stubborn. He wasn't stuck in his ways. It just didn't work. So I think we just need to put last year in the past. It's a new season, and we need to sort of give this team a little bit of grace and see what the product is at the end of the season before we all start jumping down Sirianni's throat again. Wipe the slate clean.
Now, that's a clean slate right there. What Hugh's doing is like a half a clean
slate. It's not.
You set up the criticism before it even happened.
No, listen. It's hard. Like, I get where it might be hard for some people to fathom, but like I said, if they lose this game in Brazil, in some of the same ways that reared its ugly head last year, that's going to be a problem.
And that's why I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not forgetting what happened last year.
No, if we see some uncharacteristic attitudes on the sideline, well, characteristic, I guess you could say, in this situation, then that's a problem. If we see an inept offense, that's a problem. If I see the Keystone Cops out there trying to play defense,
it's a problem.
That's a problem. I don't think any of that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. Let me say that first, or third, or fourth, or whatever I did, because I didn't lead with that. I probably should have led with that first, but I didn't. But if I see some of that, then yeah, all of that's up for grabs. Well, all of that's up for grabs.
I feel like some of us are talking out of both sides of our mouth. We've been doing it a lot for the offseason. If this offense goes out and doesn't look great, aren't we we're all aware that Nick Sirianni supposedly has no say in what happens with the offense here. Let's all blame Kellen Moore if the offense doesn't look very good.
I think that's fair.
Why are we going to come down on Nick Sirianni? Just because we want to?
If they're sloppy, if in-game stuff is bad, if substitutions are off, if they have bad fourth down decisions. This is the stuff he affects on Sundays. If they come out flat, he's the head coach. These are the things that are on him. And I am trying to get as optimistic as possible Friday in this season. And I think there's a chance the Eagles are going to be really good. Like, they have a ton of talent. But I'm not wiping the slate clean. This is part of his resume. Kyle's wiping it clean. Hugh's got the halfway clean on there. But you could see the writing is still on the wall. He's ready to rip Sirianni at moment's notice here. 215-592-9494. All right, Brian Baldinger recently on WIP. Here is what he had to say. And he sounds like a believer in Nick Sirianni.
Are you as big a believer in Nick Sirianni as you are in Jalen Hurts?
I am. And then here's why. I mean, first of all, there's no other team in this league that has started 8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years. Now, you could debate all you want down the stretch. There's nobody that's come close to starting off the way the Eagles are starting. You could say it's a schedule. That's fine.
You could say it's Howie Roseman picking the guys who are that good.
Howie's been amazing.
Yeah.
8-0 and 10-0 in the last 2 years to start the seasons. He's getting the team ready to play. I mean, you can argue a bunch of things and all the things that were written this offseason about the relationship and that. The guy went out and fixed the coaching staff. They weren't being developed on a defensive line. He went out and got two better coordinators than they ever had last year. And so, I mean, I think he's helped do.
And that was Nick.
Well, I think he had a lot to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the fast starts here the last couple of years are really impressive, right? Last year they started off, and I'm not sure if it was quite 8-0. They lost the game against the Jets in October, but they started off well, right? And then the year before that, they didn't lose a game until November. I mean, the fast starts have been a staple the last couple of years under Nick Sirianni. 215-592-9494. And we also heard this yesterday, and I think this is important, Hugh. It's not just what we think of Sirianni. It's not just what someone like Brian Baldinger around the game thinks of Sirianni. What do they think of him in that locker room? Because that's really where you're going to see how they play for him. Let's hear from Chauncey Gardner-Johnson yesterday on the locker room, how they feel about Nick.
We all feed off of Coach Nick. We all back in Coach Nick. We already understand. He set the standard. We go out there and we live through him. Like I said, it's coach fed, player led. I think the biggest thing for us this year is understanding who we are and chiming out the outside noise. We know what we're capable of. We know we're one of the best teams, roster put together in the league. We got to go out there and prove it. X's and O's ain't winning the game. It's all about going out there physically battling and doing what we need to do for 4 quarters. Us going out there and winning a football game is showing y'all that Coach Nick is doing everything he need to do for this team. Going out there and just competing at a high level and like I said, scoring football on offense, stopping guys on defense, that's what Coach Nick's preaching. That's what we're going to do. So we're always behind our play. Our talk don't mean nothing.
That was interesting, Hugh. We're always behind him with our play. Our talk don't mean anything.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man. I mean, listen, we could sit here and we could talk about it being fixed and all this other stuff, but the bottom line is this. If they go out there and they look inept like they did last year, that's a problem.
Of course it is.
You know, and I don't think that's going to be the case. I think they're going to go out there and they're going to be competitive. But if there's some remnants of some things that happened last year, like Coach Sirianni acting a fool on the sideline, that might be a little bit of a problem.
The players losing their composure,
yeah,
which they
did. Yeah, stuff like that. That might be a problem. I don't want to see any of that, Joe. And that's why I said that if that happens, then, you know, your ghost of the past reared their ugly head.
I figured it out. So Kyle is wiping the slate completely clean. I'm not. I'm not forgetting what happened last year. You know what you're doing?
What I'm doing.
You're wiping the slate clean for now.
No,
but
think about it like this. And this is how I look at it, because media members do this all the time. Say, for instance, something happens with an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Say it's been 10 years since said individual has gotten into any altercations or whatever. When something happens, all of that stuff that say if the individual goes out and he bumps into somebody, it becomes a big story. All of that stuff that individual has done in the past always comes up.
Clean slate for now.
Yeah.
For now.
But that's just how it is. That's how we do. You know, like, well, you know, he got in trouble 10 years ago and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. It's only fair.
215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Bryce, should they IL him? Should the Phillies put him on the IL? Are you giving Sirianni a clean slate? And your guess is here for Hughes Clues. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Good morning, Jeff. What are you feeling?
Schwarber was out here putting up video game numbers last night. That was amazing.
Unbelievable. He's done something now that was never done before. He's done it twice in a month. It's crazy.
I know. So at first I said yes about Harper on the IL. Then I said no to Kyle because I was like, wait a minute. He's still hitting 280. He's still got the highest OPS on the team. He's still getting his hits. But then I started thinking, I didn't realize how bad he was hurting last night in that last at bat until I heard you're off. So I heard the cut. Even though I was watching the game, I just had the volume down or something. But, you know, right now it probably would be a good idea because they're going to need him. They're going to need his power come end of September going into October. And it looks like to me that he's got an elbow or a wrist problem that's causing him to not be able to lift the ball. Even though he's still getting his hits, he has no power. So maybe it would be a good idea to put him on the IL because you can't just sit him for a day or two. That's
right.
And Jeff really isn't going to heal anything.
Totally. Jeff, the way I look at it is, like, they don't need him the next two or three weeks to win the division. They need him to win the World Series. Like, it's very hard for me to imagine they can win the World Series if he doesn't hit home runs in October. Like, they need that power to come back, and I think the IL could help with that.
Yeah, and then they got a good seven-game cushion in the division, and they're like a game and a half behind the Dodgers, but they're still a game and a half ahead of the Brewers, I believe. So they can still make up that ground against the Dodgers, but they've got to stay ahead of the Brewers.
Jeff, the Brewers thing, so they play them 2 weeks from right now, and if you IL him today, he could be back for that Brewers series. Like, the break could be against the Marlins and against the Mets and the Toronto, like, whatever. You could get him back for that Brewers series, which is a big one.
And Hugh, you're hedging your bet on Sirianni.
I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge. Call him out.
Jeff, I am
it's
not.
It's a hedge.
If you're saying you're going to wait and see what happens after Friday night, then you're hedging your bet.
It's not. Okay. That is not a hedge in the bet.
Oh, it's such a
that
hedge.
Jeff, that is not. And I resent that.
Here's what I say. I'm giving him a clean slate mainly because all I need him to do is check in on the meetings. I need Big Dom to keep him in check on the sideline, and we got two good coordinators. And last year was not all about Nick. It was all about the coordinators they had and how they failed. And I think it was above Nick's head on how they, you know, when they got rid of what's his name?
Oh, Desai, Sean Desai.
Yeah, when they made the switch, and there was just nothing they could do with the offensive coordinator. He was just bad, and I'm willing to give him a clean slate, and I just want them to just keep Nick on the sideline and do the normal decisions that a head coach makes in game. Have a game plan basically made up by the offensive coordinator with Nick's input a little bit, and I'm good.
Yeah, be a motivator. Don't screw it up on Sunday. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. I just want to push back on one thing about him not being able to do anything last year. Kyle mentioned this. Jeff just mentioned it. Yes, like once they started to fall apart, it was pretty much like they were dead meat. But we played the audio last year. Early last season, Nick Sirianni had, and I'm paraphrasing now, but he told Jeff McClain they weren't going to add much to the offense. Remember, they were going to run the same offense as they ran the year before? That was a mistake. I mean, Sirianni made a tactical error when last season started. They could just roll the same offense back out, and it would work, and the league caught up. Now, they've taken the offense away from him, and now it's probably going to be a lot different offensively, which is great this year. But, like, his error last year was before the season started. He didn't adjust enough. He didn't expect the league to adjust. And it caught up some. 215-592-9494. All right, Sirianni clean slate. He is hedging. I mean, that's what that is.
That's not a hedge.
But you're ready to criticize him.
No, I'm not.
I'm
not ready to criticize. What I'm saying is this. Is that if there are certain things, like say, for instance, in a relationship, because I like to use relationships as analogy.
I thought you'd like this one, yeah.
If my significant other is telling me, Hugh, you're leaving the toilet seat up, all right, and if I agree not to do that, but 3 days into me saying that I'm not going to do it, 2 days later, I'm still leaving the toilet seat up, I might not say nothing initially, or she might not say nothing initially. But after a while, she's going to get tired of that and be like, yo, I thought we discussed this.
So that's fine, but she can't bring up the toilet seat left up last year. That's clean slate. Yeah. It's over.
But it's a pattern. And if you're following that pattern, I can say you ain't changed not nan bit.
See,
I can say that.
That's why I'm not giving
not,
a clean
not
slate.
Nan
I
bit.
Don't forgive and forget this
not
season.
Nan bit.
Kyle
you ain't
forgives
changed.
And forgets so and just moves on.
The clean slate to me, to use your analogy, Hugh, is like if I got yelled at for leaving the toilet seat up, and I stopped doing that, but then all of a sudden she's like, you gotta stop chewing your food so loudly,
and
like with
you
your mouth open. And by the way, last year you left the toilet seat off, and then it all piles up on you.
I get what you're saying.
Can't do it.
I mean, but that's just a frame of reference. Like for me to use that,
like
that's
just like
gonna,
your analogy.
No, I'm just gonna be like, that's just like I'm not actually bringing up the past. I'm just using the past as a frame of reference.
You're not forgetting. You're not wiping the slate clean.
This is me getting in touch with my feminine side because a lot of times during arguments, when I lose them, it's always not like it's not her bringing up the past. It's just a frame of reference.
10:34 on a Wednesday, week one. Hugh gets in touch with his feminine side. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio?
What's up,
hey,
man?
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, listen, man, I got one better for you. I need Bryce Harper to be smart in this situation. I need him to go to the Phillies organization and say, I can't go. I need to go on the IR. And I say that to say because he needs to understand the bigger picture, and that's winning a championship. We can't win a championship with Bryce not being healthy. We can't do it. You know, he's going to hit the baseball. He's shown that. I need his power in October. You know what I mean? I need Batum at the bank in October. There's no Batum at the bank without power. So, yeah, I need Bryce to be like, you know what? I need to sit this one out. I mean, The chances are we're not going to get the number one seed anywhere in the NL, okay? And the difference between the number one seed in the NL, number two seed in the NL, to me, is not that much of a difference. I mean, they might get the number two. If they slide to the three, that's fine, too, because this is a veteran ball club. They know how to win in the playoffs. I'd rather go into the playoffs with a healthy, fully healthy Bryce Harper than to go into the playoffs with that number one seed or that number two
Chuck,
seed.
Chuck, I agree. And the thing about the difference between the one and the two, there's a chance the Dodgers get picked off early anyway, so it doesn't even matter. Exactly. Like, the Phillies could still have home field throughout if the Dodgers get picked off.
Exactly. And if they make it to the World Series, they're not going to have the number one seed. They're not going to have the home field anyway. I mean, chances are. So, I mean, why not just start it early? I just want Bryce to be healthy going into the playoffs. That's all. That's all I'm asking. And Bryce, if you're listening, please go to the Phillies and say, I have nothing to prove. We already played, a full season. We got the division locked up. If we finish at the third seed, so be it. But as far as Nick Sirianni go, listen, Joe, I was with you at first, I think it was Cal at first.
Mm-hmm.
I told him I would give him a clean slate, but come to think of it, Nick might be the first head coach who get fired after winning the championship. If Kellen Moore, if this offense is humming, I'm talking about from Friday on out. And this team looks good on offense, and they make it to Super Bowl and win a championship. I don't want to let Kellen Moore go. I'm sorry. It's going to be a question.
Chuck, if they have a big year offensively and Kellen Moore's getting interviews and we don't want to lose him, people have their head in the sand if they think it's not a question. It would be a major difficult decision for the Eagles. And Chuck, if it happens that way and Jalen plays like an MVP, I'd rather keep Kellen Moore.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good problem to have, but I mean, like I said, it's going to be a question that's going to be had if this team is humming all year long and they get to the playoffs and go and win a Super Bowl with Kellen Moore as the offensive coordinator. I don't want to let him go, but that's me. Nick Sirianni don't make or break the Eagles. I mean, he doesn't do nothing for me. I mean, but if he starts off 7-1, 8-1, his track record, you can't go against it. I mean, the guy, he's doing something in the locker room. I don't see it. He's doing something to get these teams to jump out.
It's been two good years with that. It has. All right, Chuck, give us a guess. Hugh's clues here. This person has a mustache. Who is it?
hey, Hugh, you got to start giving us more stuff, man. This person has I'm going to say Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, I like that.
Wait a minute. That's a good guess.
Yeah, it's a good guess. That's not it,
but it's a good guess.
Is that
that's a good clue.
That's our first Sergeant Slaughter for Hugh's Clues, I believe.
Sergeant Slaughter did. Like, he was one of my favorite, like, G.I. Joe members. But you know what the messed up part about Sergeant Slaughter was? And I know I'm dating myself. Like, the actual Sergeant Slaughter and the G.I. Joe character didn't look nothing alike.
The
Sergeant Slaughter, the real Sergeant Slaughter?
The wrestling guy.
He didn't know where the gym was. He never go to the gym ever in life. He used to eat. He was a cheeseburger and pizza-eating individual. Yeah. I love him to death, though, but the G.I. Joe version of Sergeant Slaughter, when he was fighting, y'all remember the G.I. Joe cartoon
when
he fought the Nemesis Enforcer or whatever? He was yoked. He was jacked.
Yeah, he was more of the in-shape
Sergeant. The other one, like, he looked like he was about to give birth.
Can I be angry with you for a second?
Yeah, me?
Did you just agree with Chuck that he would fire Nick Sirianni if they won the Super Bowl on the back of the offense?
No, I said it would be a discussion.
It would be an asinine discussion. Yes, it would. You would fire a head coach.
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP.
Stop it. No.
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP and then other teams want to poach him, Hurts has talked about how he doesn't like to change offensive coordinators.
Who cares? Jalen's going to have to suck it up. What has Kellen Moore shown about being a head coach? Nick Sirianni would have shown going to a Super Bowl and then winning a Super Bowl. With
matter.
Two different coordinators. Yes, he does.
No, but everyone tells me it doesn't
matter. Well, they're wrong. They're idiots.
Hold on.
What are they talking about?
If Jalen Hurts plays like an MVP, what are the common denominators? Not Sirianni. The play caller of Steichen and the play caller of Moore.
No, okay. No.
Those are the things.
Let me throw common denominators at you. What's the common denominator between going to a Super Bowl and then winning one with two different coordinators? The common denominator there is Nick Sirianni.
But the other
times you're going to fire the coach?
When Nick called the plays,
we have no idea, Brian Johnson can coach?
They sucked. I think Chuck's right. Now, he may have been strong that they would actually do it. It would be a discussion.
We're gonna put more on Kellen Moore's plate. We have no idea that he can handle it when Nick Sirianni has proven that he can.
592-9494. I don't think Chuck's crazy on this one. He might be crazy on other things. That's fine.
Yes.
Be angry. 215.
Football season is officially.
This
is the last night of no football, baby.
I know. It's amazing.
Wait, I gotta get my fantasy team right.
Yeah, we got a big draft tonight. All right, your phone call is coming up after the break.
Oh, yeah,
right here. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies put Bryce Harper in the IL? I say yes today. And Nick Sirianni, are you wiping the slate clean? Are you willing to wipe the slate fully clean for Sirianni as we enter 2024? Hugh kind of is. I am not. I'm not forgiving and forgetting. Kyle's pretending that last year didn't happen. Where do you come down? Plus your guests for Hugh's Clues. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Can we get Bryce Harper to come out of the lineup tonight and be on the IL, get that elbow rested up for October? That last swing last night was a great night for the Phillies. You can react to the win, the three home runs for Kyle Schwarber, but I'm focused on the Harper angle because they need to sit him down. I'm sure he doesn't want. I bet Bryce wants to be out there for the clinch. He hasn't won a division as a Philly. That's a big celebration. That's wonderful. He can run out of the dugout with his arm wrapped up, but he's not playing in the game because he should be on the injured list for the next 10 days to get this elbow healed up. And, of course, the Eagles here. Are you willing to give Nick Sirianni a clean slate? I am not. I don't forgive and forget that easy. It was just last season. I got to see him prove that he could be a great coach in the NFL. He was willing to give him a clean slate until Friday, and Kyle's wiping the slate. Well, what do you mean?
Well, if it goes bad Friday, then yeah, I'm going to bring up all that old stuff.
That's not really a clean slate. It's a half slate. All right. 215-592-9494. And of course, your guest is here for Hugh's Clues. Shoop in Minersville. Hey, Shoop.
You and Joe, how are we doing today, Joe?
What's going on?
Good, Shoop. What's up, pal?
Hey, so I've been very reluctant to use the B word when referring to the Philadelphia Phillies over the past couple weeks. But I'm going to go ahead and say that not just the Phillies are back, but the Fightins are back after what we saw last night. I mean, you can call BS on me or whatever, but when they went down 6-1, there was just a part in me that was like, you know what, this isn't over. Like, this is only the first inning. I feel like lately they've turned it around to the point where they can get this thing back on track. And of course, you know, Kyle Schwarber went Superman and, you know, whether or not the team wanted to, dragged the team kicking and screaming to the end, and you obviously got the win.
So, I believe you. I'm not going to call BS. Well, I wasn't quite there at 6-1, but when they got it to 6-3, I was like, yeah, there's still a lot of game to go here. And they were able to come back. And you said the fightins and the B word. I'll use a capital B on it, because the at-bats they had last night, Shoop, it wasn't just, like, yeah, I mean, obviously Schwarber was the main reason, but they had great at-bats. Clemens had a great at-bat. Like, the Sosa and Clemens at-bat late in the game to add a couple runs to get it to the point where they were one hit away, they weren't doing that a month ago.
Yeah, no, and that's what matters the most. When they're getting hits from, I mean, obviously you want your top three, top four to be, you know, to perform well, but when you're getting hits from the bottom of the lineup like that, especially when the guys at the top are slumping, at least some of them, that's going to be a difference maker when it comes time for October and for playoff baseball.
Shoop, what are you thinking on Bryce? IL?
Definitely, yeah. You know, the past couple of years, he has single-handedly won games for us. And if he goes into October and he ain't healthy, that's not happening. You know, we're not going to have that this year. We're not, you know, coming down or, you know, coming back big against the Braves or whatever. We're not, you know, hitting giant home run in the eighth inning to put us, you know, that's not happening if you don't have Bryce Harper. We need him for October. He's a difference maker. He is clutch in October. And if he's not healthy, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah, they need the power. And he just hasn't had it since the beginning of August. All right, Shoop, give us a guess here for Hugh's Clues. Someone has a mustache. Who is it?
Terrible clue by Hugh, as usual. So I'm just going to go with someone that I think has a amazing mustache, and that's Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds is a great guess. Not it, but it's a great guess.
Y'all going to quit attacking me about my clues.
Well, this is not that bad of a clue.
It's
I mean, if you're smart enough, you would know that this cuts down the amount of people by half.
Well, you're taking women out.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And then you're thinking of people with mustaches. Like, that's a solid clue.
I think it's just become trendy to say Hugh's clues are bad. But I actually think Hugh's working hard on these clues.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, yeah, very hard.
He's grinding. We could see him, like, straining.
But it's a funny bit that everyone just says, tell Hugh his clues stink. I actually think it's pretty funny. So our last caller there, Shoop, mentioned Bryce and the power they're going to need from him in the month of October. So if you just look at his batting average, let's just say, Hugh, since August 10th, you wouldn't know Bryce Harper's hurt by his batting average. He's hitting 300. But if you watch those hits, it's a lot of flares to left field, singles.
He's still making contact. He's just not driving the ball out of the park.
He has now gone 91 plate appearances without a home run. His last home run was in Arizona on August 10th. That's a long, August 9th, excuse me. So since August 10th, he hasn't hit a home run in 91 plate appearances. It tells me something's wrong, and I think we could all see it with our eyes. Something's wrong here. Drew in Phoenix fills up. Hey, Drew.
Yo, what's going on, Joe? Hugh, what's up,
what's
baby?
Up, man?
Morning, Drew. What's up, pal? What are you thinking?
Good morning. First off, I have an alternative theory. Did you hear something about the Devin White? He's not going to make the trip.
Yes, we're going to discuss it coming up in a few minutes.
That's crazy.
But we did see the news here right as we hopped on the air. If anyone out there missed it, Devin White, ankle issue, not going to make the trip to Brazil with the Eagles today.
Just something to think about. You know, an ankle is not going to prevent you from getting on a plane. Maybe they had issues with his passport or something. I mean, for everything to go perfect for 53 people, not everything always goes perfectly when you're talking about these kinds of things.
So I'm not sure it's a passport, but I think there's something more going on here, Drew. I mean, I do like the idea of a conspiracy theory on what the heck happened with their highest paid linebacker. Yeah.
It kind of makes you wonder, though. They did give him a whole lot of bread for him not to make the trip.
Yeah, I don't think we've seen the last of them. But anyway, I want to get the huge clues. Not the huge clues, but your analogy that I mean earlier.
What are you thinking?
All right. Clean slate. All right. Don't you give your significant other a clean slate after every time you don't put the toilet seat back down and she complains?
No. See, she complains about me. So right? she has to give me the clean slate. How many times are you married, Drew? Like, before we get into this?
No, sir.
Oh, because I was about to say, if you were married, then you know that when it comes to the toilet seat, there's no such thing as a clean slate.
Do you think I've never heard this before?
My bag, I didn't know.
You don't have to be married to have this happen.
You know what I mean? I'm just, I didn't assume. So what
I'm saying is maybe
On the other hand, you should get the clean slate, because you should ask, why don't you put the toilet seat back up when you're down?
Try that one.
Drew. Since I made the mistake of thinking that you didn't know, you've never been through this situation, then I know that you know that that dog does not hunt.
Oh, it hunts.
Yeah, okay. Hunts. And you know what,
no,
Drew?
Because listen.
Well, how does that hunt?
Hugh, listen, this is how it hunts. Because we have to bend down, put it up, do our business, and then put it back down. All they have to do is look at the toilet seat when they walk in and see that it's up.
You know what, Drew?
And flick a finger.
Drew.
Drew's trying to change the world.
Drew, let me. I agree with Drew. You know what the common denominator between me and you is? We both don't have a date. We both don't have girlfriends. Doesn't that tell you anything?
Because
Drew, you talking about the toilet seat like it's like that's not gonna hunt, Drew. That ain't flying.
But I'm saying your analogy isn't flying because look, all right. So before the last 2 months, what has the Phillies been doing?
They've been playing well.
Well, no.
Before they were playing bad.
Okay.
They started out very well, and then they kind of looked like they were taking the foot off the gas.
Right.
And then people started saying, Thompson's making bad decisions, Stott ain't hitting, Boom is going through a slump, so on and such forth. You gave them a pass because now what? They're playing like they used to play. So that's a clean slate.
Well, that is a clean slate. Drew, we appreciate the phone call. Now, Sirianni, does he get one? That's the question for everyone out there. 215-592-9494. I'm not giving him a clean slate. I'm not pretending I'm going to forget what happened last year when he looked in over his head down the stretch of the season. It's on my mind. Hugh's giving him a clean slate till Friday. Kyle, a full clean slate. Where are you? And, of course, Bryce Harper and the Phillies. Would you put Bryce on the IL? When we get back, we'll get to the big Eagles news that hit this morning. Our last caller just hit it. I think there's a lot more to this story than just an ankle injury. Devin White not going with the Eagles to Brazil, which means that Kobe Dean starts. We'll discuss it all next. 215-592-9499 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.